USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vaccinations are beginning at American nursing homes, immunizing a segment of the population that's been hit hard by COVID-19. As shots of the Pfizer vaccine begin to be administered, a second vaccine is expected to receive FDA approval soon. The Moderna vaccine will go before an FDA advisory board tomorrow. Admiral Brekker-Warr says the approval of Moderna's vaccine will help vaccinate even more people. The Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS tells Fox Business that up to 8 million Americans could be immunized next week.
The data are outstanding that the Moderna vaccine, 94.5% efficacy, 100% efficacy against severe infections. That's gone to the FDA tomorrow. We don't want to prejudge the process, but I can't imagine it not getting authorized. And we expect next week, if we have Moderna and Pfizer, to be immunizing almost 8 million people next week.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop a umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican-led Senate Homeland Security Committee met Wednesday to hear allegations of voter irregularities and voter fraud in the 2020 election. One of the witnesses who testified was Jesse Bunnell, a Nevada attorney for the Trump campaign. He went into some of the alleged irregularities in Nevada.
The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. Our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters and comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bell, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada. This does not include military voters or students. These voters were identified by comparing the list of voters with the U.S. Postal Service's National Change of Address database, among other sources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.